This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
Welcome back to Correct Opinions. December 30th, last episode of the year. Hope you've had a great 2020. So thanks for rocking with Correct Opinions all year long. We're going to kind of give a 2020 recap, maybe some New Year's resolutions and much more. So let's just have a nice roast of 2020, get it off our chest, and we're going to go into the new year, and it's just 2021's our year. All right, roll music.
Correct Opinions. Correct Opinions.
Can you believe it? It kind of is New Year's tomorrow night is just going to hit so different. It's the end of what is just resoundingly a garbage year. When I look back on 2020, I still had a fine year. Like, I was still fairly happy boy and stuff. It would have been nice to maybe... Do you ever see movies? I've talked about this. Like, I watched a show the other night, and they're like at a bar, or they're like at a sports bar watching a game and all... hugging strangers. I'm just like, oh, can you imagine? I spent much of my life avoiding strangers at all costs. So 2021 will be weird, because if we finally can get out and about a little bit, we're all buddies. We're all friends. Maybe we pick up in America the cheek kiss thing. I'm going to start doing that to people. I'm just going to bring it over here to the West. It's, 2020, I saw Twitter was just like, roast 2020, and some of the responses killed me. They're like, 2020 is that that person who forgets their wallet and goes to the restaurant with you and still orders 4 margaritas, makes you pay for it. That's what 2020 is. 2020 is like a homeschooled only child or something. 2020 is they're that person that you know, who they talk all the time, and you're like, that guy should be a salesman, because no one likes a used car salesman. That guy should be a used car salesman. That's what 2020 is. 2020 keeps trying to talk to me when I have my headphones in. Leave me alone. Well, we've made it. I don't know. What are y'all's plans tomorrow night? I don't know. I think we're just going to have a couple friends over, of course. Can't do the whole thing. Last year for New Year's, I went to a club with all my pals. Hundreds of people. 3, 2, 1, we're celebrating going into this year. We're so naive. 2020 is kind of like, when you look back on the whole year, it's like a toxic relationship or something. You ever had one of those? You started off, you're like, okay, 2020. Oh, we're having fun. Oh, the Chiefs won the Super Bowl. I live in Kansas City. This is a blast. Whoa. Okay. Feeling good. It's a new year. I'm getting my resolutions done. We're coming out of winter. Things are blooming. I'm going to do some comedy shows. I'm getting married. I'm going to some friends' weddings. It's all going great. And then Tom Hanks has it. NBA's done. Sports are canceled. Stay in your house. Lockdown. Government. Immediately. Crazy girl is going well. She bails. Crazy guy stops texting you. I need some space. Da, da, da. You don't know what's happening. Like, okay, I need 2 weeks. Don't talk to me. Lockdown. 2 weeks. Okay, the whole time you're kind of like, this is a little... I didn't see this coming, but it's not bothering me that much because, like, I feel like they just need a little bit of time. We'll kind of go back to normal, right? 2 weeks go by. You get hit up again. Like, oh, there she is. It's all good now. Like, okay, let's take it a little slower this time. Okay, we'll kind of... We'll ease the lockdown a little bit. We'll just kind of... It'll be fine. I heard maybe this will last a few more weeks, and then we'll kind of go resume what we were doing, and that's fine. I can be patient. And then it gets worse. And then people are rioting in the streets. They're like, stop talking to this crazy girl. You know, people are rioting. They're trying to make, trying to change people's minds here. Stop, people. There's riots. There's chaos. I don't know. You know, but hey, but me in 2020, it'll still be fine. We're only halfway into this. We got a long way to go. It'll be fine, right? Maybe the riots quiet down a little. Cases are going down. See, we're settling into this. We're boyfriend girlfriend now. See, I told you it would be okay. And then you meet her parents in Texas. The cases are spiking. They are literally, El Paso is falling apart. That's a random place. And again, people are saying, we told you so. You better, you're back in your house. You have to wear a mask now. Stop kissing this girl. You're going to literally wear a mask. And you're like, okay, fine. Let's just see how this goes. And then the cases go down again, and maybe we're fine again. Oh, and we got to vote. Let's have a vote. Let's vote on somebody who's going to be next. And we change it up. Someone else is new. Maybe it's a new girl. Maybe it's a new person. We voted someone else in. Maybe it'll all make it better. It hasn't. So that's where we're at. And then you finally break it off. And you go, wow, a year I'll never get back. But I hope I learned something. And this next year will be way better. I'm going to celebrate that. I'm going to have a few friends over. We're just going to, a small group, only the closest friends. And we're going to celebrate the end of a disaster. That's what it feels like a little bit. 2020. A lot of positives, though. Got a lot, you know, Correct Opinions is still going. We had a lot of good content in 2020. A lot of time to make it. But I thought it'd be fun. I tried to write down what are my kind of my favorite videos that we made this year. I think my absolute favorite would probably be If 2020 Was a COVID Patient. That was great. People loved that one. I think it spoke to, that one spoke to kind of how almost running out of ideas type of thing. Like if you were explaining 2020 to your friend who just woke up from a coma, that's the next video idea. But it worked. People dug it. That's probably, I'm going to give that my favorite 2020 video. If you haven't seen it, you got to check it out. Walmart versus Target was a good one. You know, Walmart, Target, we actually got, you know, we got kicked out for filming, with masks on, trying to be discreet. Walmart, I mean, I would take off the mask to shoot the joke, and I didn't see anyone with a mask on in there. There's no masks, and buy one, get one free guns. It's kind of the, you gotta love Walmart. Three, I put just all the quarantine content, kind of mushed that together. It was just, it's a thing we may never experience again when like everyone in the country is just doing the same thing, just stuck at home. Four, I think my fourth one is the, we did a shot of Bachelor spoof. Only the Do Less guests have seen it on their exclusive website. But man, I think we're gonna post it next year. That one's awesome. Jake killed the edit. Just all of it. If you're a Bachelor fan in any way, that's gonna be one of your favorite videos. And then five, let's round it out with Seltzer Saturday. Seltzers were a good part of 2020. I love a good seltzer. I think we all do. Seltzer Saturdays are still here. January 1st is a Friday. January 2nd, first Seltzer Saturday of the year. Hope to celebrate it with you guys. And man, I'm pumped. I just got some new designs for some Do Less God Bless merch that I'm fired up about. I don't know. I'm sure if you guys have, a lot of you guys have your merch. It's just been simple this far, right? Just Do Less God Bless, which I think is it's how we had to start it. Simple. But I'm telling y'all, we're creating some dope stuff in 2021. So everyone's like, it's sold out. What the heck? Well, first of all, thank you. And it's like, what do you want me to do? That's a good problem to have. Just get the next drop. And it's going to keep getting better and better. So, and I'll tell my Correct Opinions homies for anyone else. You know, I'm very excited. My agents, they're putting it together. We're hoping to tour all of the back half of next year. The good people of Utah, I'll just say that. Excited for that. You know, you guys know Utah, most trending state for Trey Kennedy is Utah. The good people of Utah. Can't forget Wyoming too. But Yeah, it's the last episode of 2020. New Year's resolutions. It's time for some of that. I feel like it's corny to do this. I don't know if any of y'all do like legit ones. I'd love for y'all to send it to me. I did it legitimately, not this year, thank God. I did it for 2019, where I literally like wrote a piece of paper down. I actually found it. I put like, goals. One was, it was like hit 2 million followers on Facebook, 2 million followers on Instagram. I didn't do that for either, so I got close, but. I don't know. Do you feel disappointed when that happens? I don't know. I put learn piano is what I've not done that. 2 years later. Next year, I put start a podcast. Hey, Correct Opinions was eventually born. And it's just, I don't. What is 2021's resolutions? Oh, I also put like lose 10 pounds. I was like a good, I was trying to get really in shape. That never happens, does it? So. Oh, read. Every year I put like read a book a week. I'm going to read 50 books. Come on. I do that for maybe 5 weeks. And then it's like, oh, the sun's coming out. I've read very few books this year. I think we've all did that, right? We're like, dude, screw it. Give me more than Netflix. The whole streaming thing is happening. I found myself, each streaming service now has at least one good show where everyone's like, you got to watch this. So I have a Netflix, HBO account, Hulu, Apple TV, Peacock. I hadn't even heard of that. And I was like, I guess I'll sign up. What am I missing? There's like, YouTube TV. I have that too.
Disney Plus.
I did. That's the one I got rid of. Disney Plus. I have to say, I am not. Hey, calm down. I can't get behind all of the Marvel superhero movies. I can't comprehend how grown adults like that. I've talked about this before. I'm just going to stop there. All those, I can't do it. So Disney Plus sounded cool in theory. I was like, I watched a few Disney Channel movies. I'm like, oh yeah, movies made several decades ago are not as good as the ones they make now. So that was fun for a sec. We watched Blank Check, dude. Do you know the one, Derek? It's where you're kind of watching it, and it's like this little kid somehow by coincidence happens into $1 million, and he kind of spends it all. But then the end of the movie is he has this love interest who's this attractive 28-year-old woman. And by the end of the movie, the 12-year-old main character and her, they kiss. And I don't know what's happening in the 90s or why is that not like trended on Twitter? Why is Disney Plus surely did kind of a once over of like, here's all our content. What do we put on here? Maybe should have left that one out. So that was like the third thing I watched on Disney Plus. I was like, I don't know if I need this. So, but yeah, now I have all of them. It's a disaster. What was I even talking about? Oh yeah. So I just started watching all the shows. I don't care. No books. So I don't know. 2021 realistic resolutions, like 2 million followers, but it's like pray for 2 million people vaccinated. Hopefully that'll start. There's something in the news now. They're like, there's a whole new mutation of COVID and it's just a disaster. I'm sick of these articles or constant articles where they're like, this guy, it's like, give us. Does anyone read stuff anymore? And they're like, that's good to know. I feel like everyone's just like rolling their eyes. Okay, stop. And then I finally did some digging. And they're like, oh, experts say that the vaccine like will handle this too. Lead off with that, please. Mutation of the. I don't know anything, dude. I'm still figuring out how to, just organize my streaming bills. You think I know what a mutation the COVID is causing? What is that? Are there mutants running around? I hardly know what that word means. Lead with, it's going to be okay. People getting the vaccines. Oh my goodness. Praise the Lord. I hope, man, hopefully that makes a difference quickly. Can only hope. World resolutions. Hope 2 million people get vaccinated. Learn piano. So I can play songs when I'm sad. Be good. Lose 10 pounds. Nah. I think it's time. Maybe it's time to... I mean, you never know when these things happen. Maybe it's time we all walk around with a little extra on us. Because you don't know if there's going to be food shortages or something. So maybe gain 10. It's kind of my vibe. Those are my resolutions. Pray for vaccinations. Learn piano for when I'm sad. Put on 10 pounds. So wish me luck. Start a pod. Not a podcast. Start a pod. So I can eject out of the planet. If it worse comes to worse. Those are the 2020 recap. New Year's resolution. But we did it together. Correct opinions, fam. What do we... You know, we step into 2021. I think I need a name for my correct opinions listeners. CEO bros and I can't say that one.
A military CEO's commanding officer.
Commanding officer. My CEOs. My. You guys help me out. I don't know. Give me your. What are we calling our fans here? Our listeners, because it's a special little crew. Email me as always, correctopinions@treykinder.com, or DM the Instagram @correct.opinions. Give me your suggestions. And I wonder how they're doing all the New Year's festivities that you usually see on, you know, the ball drop or whatever. All the people packed in New York, big ball drops, which I can never imagine why people would want to go do that in person. Just like they're. And then, oh, every city has like a miniature version of it. It's like it's just like a way lamer, brighter version of like the Eiffel Tower. It's just kind of like, there it is. So, you know, Vegas has a small version of it too. I don't, you know, cool. I don't know why people are going to do that. I just want, is that even happening? It's just like a virtual ball drop. It's like you got to. Zoom in with Ryan Seacrest. 10, 9. This might be the first year where I'm kind of like, do I make it to midnight? You know, and yeah, what Derek, you mentioned like the ball drop only happens in New York. So you're in like, you know, you grew up in Portland. You're just kind of like, all right, 9 p.m. Well, what do we do now? I remember growing up, we'd try to stay up till midnight. You kind of pop a streamer off and, all right. My dad was immediately like, all right, night. You know, he'd never stay up that. He's like, we're going to celebrate with New York, 11 o'clock later. Might be my vibes this year. But at the same time, like I said, New Year's, who cares? New Year, whatever. But this is the year it actually matters. It does. This is the year it really matters. And we can't celebrate. How cruel is that when you think of it? This is the one year we're like, look, we really need to say goodbye to this year and hi to a new one. It's like, no, you can't really. We're going to set Twitter. Twitter's just going to like live stream a... Yeah, it'll be Kelly Pickler like... counting down. I don't know. It'd be something just like, who is this person? I don't know. What do you guys usually do? I don't know. Do you guys have any Christmas holiday traditions? We used to go snow skiing. Did that a few times. Not a fan. I'm not. I don't understand. People must really like skiing to do that. When you're a working adult, you're working your butt off 40 hours, 50 hours plus a week. You finally earned up. You saved up. You earned that PTO. You're going to spend a week. And what are you going to do? You're going to fly up, sir. You're going to fly up 10,000 feet where you can barely breathe. It's 16 degrees. You got to rent skis. You got to pack 6 suitcases because you need Lord knows how many layers for how many days. You got to hike down to a mountain, put all the gear on, head up to a top of the mountain, ski down it. You're freezing cold. You might break a wrist. Now, sign me not up for that. Or you could fly down to Cayman Islands where the sun's shining, kick back, and I think it's cheaper. I can't. Do I, you know, the mountains are nice. Maybe there's something to be said for you grab a nice lunch on the base of the mountain. You're looking around. That's nice. But I want to skip all the other stuff. Boy. I don't think I'll ever do it again when I think about that. What an ordeal. You got to really like to ski. I remember growing up, I first did it when I was like 8 or something, to go to a little ski class. Do the pizza. That's what they say. You just put your skis in. And I'm 8 years old. No poles, because you don't get those when you're that young. And I'm just pointing my skis like this and just hunched over. No poles. I'm just doing that down a mountain repeatedly. I don't know. I remember when I we didn't go for a while. This is, I think, my family, my mother and my sister were like, yeah, maybe they're kind of saying what I'm saying. And I felt my whole life, I felt like, you know, I guess I'm not, I was just told, just kind of tough it up. You're being dramatic. You're fine. But now I'm a grown man. I still don't want to do that. So it's nice that I can, you know, you guys know me and we can all relate to this. It's nice to just kind of come into my own and say, you know, 11-year-old me was onto something when I preferred to go to, you know, a swimming pool rather than this bunny slope. But I went back with friends as more of an adult because, you know, I'll try it again. Still no, but I think you're challenging myself. You know, I'm just gonna you know, they have the green, blue, black, double black diamonds. I don't know if they're still called that, but I was like, I'm gonna do these like this tough one. I'm gonna try it, and I borderline walked down it. My ski fell off 6 times. I couldn't do it, and I was like, why am I doing this? I had that moment up on the mountain. It's beautiful landscape. How much money did I pay to be here? I'm freezing cold. Why did I pay for this? I don't know. A lot of people love it. I love going to the beach. Cayman Islands. I don't know if y'all have seen this. We should pull this up, actually. I don't know if y'all have seen. This has been big in the news. I don't know the updates. Let's look. I'm recording this prior to Christmas, people. We're taking some time off. Cayman Islands. Oh, it should pop up. I bet it's one of the top stories. Hey, Skylar Mack. Look, she's a little cute 18-year-old. She looks like a nice girl. She is going to Cayman Islands jail. Look at this. Okay. Skylar Mack, 18, of Georgia, was sentenced to 4 months in prison for breaking her Cayman Islands quarantine to go to a jet ski race. Oh, man, that is the widest headline. Isn't that great? Jet ski. I wanted to ride a jet ski. Family of a teenager. So here's the story. Footnotes. This girl, I read some stuff about her. She's an honor student. Could be a nice girl. Sounds like a normal girl, normal family. She went to Cayman Islands. With boyfriend who's a professional jet ski racer. So first things first, she seems like a cute little 18-year-old girl. Somehow she has a 24-year-old boyfriend who's a professional jet ski racer. Are we surprised this is ending poorly? Could you imagine? I don't want to, you know, you don't want to judge, but I don't really enjoy doing that. Can you imagine if your daughter was like, his name is Vonjay Remgeet. I don't know what kind of, where that name's from, but it's like, this is Van Jay, he's 24. So yeah, you know how I just like, so she's 18 right now, maybe she's in high school, finishing high school. You know, I just finished high school. This is my 24-year-old boyfriend, and for a living he rides jet skis. That is either the sketchiest person in the world or the happiest person in the world. You met, jet skis are awesome. How did a jet ski racer, that's a thing. So She goes, who knows how she's connected with Van Jay here, but they go, he has a race in the Cayman Islands. He's competing in an event. So in Cayman Islands, they're not messing around. It's like, if you're coming to Cayman Islands, we track you with a device and you can't leave the place you're in for 14 days. 2 days, she's out. She's like, I'm sorry, I got to watch my man do his thing. Jet ski. And I don't know how. She was at the event for 7 hours, didn't wear a mask, didn't social distance. Someone tattled on her, and she's been sentenced to 4 months in Cayman Islands prison. Could you imagine? Oh my gosh. That's a fun story. You're like, what's a fun fact about you years later? You have to put that on like your US resumes and stuff. Have you ever, by the way, I did spend 4 months in Cayman Islands jail because I illegally watched my boyfriend jet ski. Like, okay, what does that mean? So this poor girl, I guess they're appealing to Trump. I don't know how that works, but this is her deal. It's not like her to make that kind of mistake. She knows she screwed up. Da da da. This is all the family speaking. They're trying to make an example out of her. She's supposed to return on December 22nd. She had to be fine. She's doing community service. She's got, what's her community service in Cayman Islands? She has to serve Mai Tais to other white people who come here. She's got to oil change the jet skis for 2 months. She's got to make it look. You ever been to Cayman Islands? It's the perfect place. U.S., you got to pick up garbage along the highway. What are you doing in Cayman Islands? You got to like clean seagull poop off the resort chairs? I don't know. Lawyer says there's no way it can be right for a custodial sentence is imposed for a first-time offense on an 18-year-old. Oh, there's the boyfriend. Look at that. There she is. This is what we need info on. How did this couple come to me? Look at this guy. He is an exotic, beautiful man who rides jet skis for a living. This is a fictional Nicholas Sparks character. That's not a real thing. Look at her. She's adorable. How'd she meet this guy? That's what I need. Let's see if we can look. His name is Vanjay Remgeet. Oh, look, he's just shredding a jet ski. Look at this. This is the guy just posted on his jet ski. This guy, he could be either the good guy or the bad guy in like Taken 5. Taken 5. Cayman Islands. Watercraft. Who is Vanjay Remgeet? Jet ski racer. Aqua X. We need to make sure this guy's legit for Skylar. He's got some sponsors. Rider info. Ugh, we're not getting anything.
Baseball cards for jet ski racers.
Yeah, where's the jet ski stats? There's no matches for your search. This is getting sketchy. This guy is supposedly the real deal. I can't find any stats on this guy's jet ski career. So, hopefully young Skylar can make it home. Jeez Louise, I don't know.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. By the time you hear about a data breach, your information has already been exposed for months. On average, companies take 277 days to report a breach. That's 9 months where hackers have access to your personal data, your name, address, phone number, even your social security number, before you even know it's out there. Think about it. 9 months is enough time for criminals to open accounts in your name, rack up debt, and disappear, all while you're left dealing with the mess. And when the company finally tells you, it's too late. The damage is already done. Data breaches aren't slowing down. They're getting bigger, and the delays in reporting them aren't helping. Right now, your personal information could already be on the dark web, and you wouldn't even know it. How long do you want to wait before taking action? That's why we're thrilled to partner with Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. Additionally, Aura provides up to $5 million in identity theft insurance, offering a robust safety net in the event of a worst-case scenario. Aura goes the extra mile by scanning the dark web for your sensitive info and alerting you instantly if anything is found. And if ID theft strikes, no need to panic. Aura's US-based 24/7 fraud resolution team works around the clock to fix it fast and get you back on track. Aura is a complete online safety toolkit, which includes a variety of other features to keep you safe online, including a VPN for secure browsing, data broker opt-out to stop companies from selling your personal information, a password manager to help you create and store strong passwords, and more. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.
Okay, Annette emails in. I love your podcast and videos. Thanks, Annette. She says, here's a Christmas letter we got. It's very obnoxious. Let's keep it anonymous here, but I'm going to read it because this one was too good to be true. And I know we're post-Christmas, but real quick. This person writes, friends and family, just like the rest of this year, it's been a strange year. We've had our ups and downs. There's been some good things, such as, luckily all the grandsons got their birthdays in before the shutdown. We didn't need a drive-by party. Okay, screw you. We've been able, could you imagine? It's like, I'm reading this. My birthday didn't happen. My wedding didn't happen. My honeymoon barely happened. My wife's birthday didn't happen. Screw you. They go on. We got in an international trip for 2020. We left for South America in February. We stayed in Santiago, Chile for a day before flying to the Easter Island. A private guide took us around the island. We had so much fun seeing this. We flew back to San Diego to start a tour of Chile. This time we were with a small group of people. We had a pool party on top of the hotel. It was beautiful scenery. We then flew to Torres del Paine National Park. Blah, blah, blah. The waterfalls were very grand. We took a couple of boat rides. Blah, 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 blah. We made it home just in time before they shut down the borders. That's the whole card. And then they go, not so great things about 2020? We had to dig up our front yard to fix the drains? Why are you... This is a Christmas card. We don't want to know about your chores. Like, we had to clean the... We had a pipe break. Blech. We haven't been able to take our new trailer out camping due to COVID. We had to postpone our trip to South Dakota. Wish you a very Merry Christmas. And that's a real Christmas card. Hey, guys. 80% of the card was, by the way, in February before like we couldn't do anything, we had a trip of a lifetime. Here's how it all went. Bad news. July, we had to... get a plumber out here. It was kind of a mess. Merry Christmas. That's not how I want to ever hear about it. So screw you, Diane and Jim. Man, it's the end of 2020 for Correct Opinions, man. I appreciate y'all listening so much. We have more content at treykennedy.com/DLG. So don't miss out on that. We're going to do a giveaway here. So go sign up. And yeah, like I said, fun merch. Next year's going to be great, guys. It is going to be great. Kate and I, we had a nice holiday. We've been chilling the last couple of weeks. Time to get back at it. All the new content, all sorts of fun stuff in 2021. We posted this fun kind of Christmas photo a couple weeks ago. You guys know me. On the pod a little more so, but I still don't do a lot of my personal life right. And Katie, I don't just like... She's got her own stuff to do, so I don't bring her in a lot of the times. So we had a fun photo, and it's just... respect, but people, believe it or not, aren't paying attention to every single detail in my life. So it's just funny when I post her for the first time in a while, everyone's like, I had no idea he was married. Some of my favorites, like someone commented, I could have sworn this dude would have married a black girl. Which is, yeah, again, makes me feel really good about myself. Katie's got some swag. Okay, it's fine. Someone said, thank you for not using an apostrophe. I was correct when I said the Kennedys without an apostrophe. That was meant a lot to me. Totally thought you were gay. Get that one every now and then. That's fine. I love it. Favorite couple. Thank you. And someone said, I had no idea he was married. And then someone said, your head is an ornament with all that shine. Okay. You know what? I think, yeah, maybe I'm starting to have a 5 head. I don't need 2020. That's how we're going to end it. It's fine. I'm using a thickening shampoo. It just shocked. Thank you, guys. It really does mean the world to me that you listen to me blab on every week. Hope it brings you some entertainment each week. We will be back next week, and it'll be a new year. Haven't seen you since last year. I think if anyone says that, given the circumstances, they should automatically be unable to get the vaccine or any other care. So, okay, I mean, that's a little harsh, actually. But so hope you guys are healthy and well. Do less. God bless. Talk to you next week. And thanks again. It means a lot to me. Peace. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Correct opinions. Everything you say is the correct opinion.
This podcast is brought to you by Aura. Aura monitors the dark web for users' phone numbers, emails, and social security numbers, delivering real-time alerts if any suspicious activity is detected. For a limited time, Aura is offering our listeners a 14-day trial plus a check of your data to see if your personal information has been leaked online, all for free when you visit aura.com/defense. That's aura.com/defense to sign up for a 14-day free trial and start protecting you and your loved ones. That's aura.com/defense. Certain terms apply, so be sure to check the site for details.